Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're back. Yes, it's another You, the Owner's Manual podcast, where you get to learn the latest medicine and what it means for you, but much more importantly, how you can live at the top of your curve for much longer, because you've now got the experience of old age, but the vigor of youth. And that's what You, the Owner's Manual podcast do. And let's go over the latest news of the week and what it means to you and how it will help you stay young. The first story is one on this subject. People age better if they have a purpose in life. This is a new study published in fact, the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry Division. People in the study who reported having goals and a sense of meaning were less likely to have weak grip strength. So your grip strength, that is how strong you are in your hands, really correlates with your youth. And people who, in this study, had a meaning in life were less likely to have weak grip strength or walk slowly, two signs of declining physical ability. So this was from the Harvard School of Public Health, the T.H. Chan School of Public Health at Harvard, and they analyzed data from a national study in the United States of adults over 50. They looked at them in 2006 and again in 2010, and the people who had a poor grip strength correlated with those who had lacked of purpose in life in the earlier period, whereas those who expressed that they did have a purpose in life and could name it, such as, I'm here to help my grandchildren, or I'm here to learn music, or I'm here to study art, that they had some reason for living, those people walked faster. Well, they didn't take exercise courses, but they still were able to walk faster, and they walked at a speed that made them 2.5 years younger. Pretty amazing. Slept better and had stronger grip strength. Pretty amazing. All of those things from having a purpose in life. What does it mean for you? It means that all of us should find a reason for why we're living. It may be you want to learn to be a better cook. It may be that you're curious like me and can't wait to find out whether we do get this longevity revolution that I think will occur. Or it may be that you want to take care of a grandchild or a grandparent. Whatever your purpose in life, remember it, enjoy it, and it will make you younger. The next story. A fire station air quality puts firefighters at risk. This is a surprising story to me. I would have thought that if you were a firefighter, you actually had a very healthy fire station. But what they found is in many of the fire stations, this is surprising, it really is, in many fire stations, that they use diesel fuel, that they have the fire trucks still running. And in addition, because of the diesel fuel and the fire trucks and the lack of good ventilation, and many of the fire stations are old, that in fact the fire stations age you. What's the message for the rest of us? The message for those of us who aren't firefighters, or even those of us who are, is make sure that your air quality is good. When you're buying a home, get it at least 2 blocks from a freeway. When you're thinking about moving, make sure it's into an area that has cleaner air than you have now, not dirtier air. The air quality is really important relating to inflammation in you, so make sure you go to some place that's got great air quality, or make sure you make that air quality great. Another surprising story, the surprising dangers of grooming your pubic hair. Now, this is funny because I would have never thought of grooming pubic hair. I don't know of anyone who does, but then again, I'm rather conventional in my own habits. And this was, I didn't realize this, but most adults in the United States, both men and women, shave, wax, or groom their pubic hair. The practice is leading to a surprising number of injuries, according to the latest study on the subject. The survey wasn't designed to determine which grooming method, shaving versus waxing versus combing, was safer, but they found that more than 60% of the injuries were related to cuts. So it makes sense that using razors could be dangerous for some people. The most common injuries were cuts, followed by rashes and burns, and most were not serious, but in about 1.5% of cases, they required medical attention. What's the take-home for everyone? I think the take-home is don't groom your pubic hair. Just let it go. And that, of course, is a pearl from You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Another story. Having a drink may help you live longer. All of us know that one glass of red wine or even white wine, it's the alcohol, or of spirits or of beer, no matter what it is, for those of us not subject to alcohol or drug abuse, so we don't want you to start to drink if you don't now, but it means about a 3-year longer life and 3 years less disability than if you didn't drink at all. But remember, there is a problem. There is a increase in alcohol abuse in the United States. It's even greater than the increase in, if you'll pardon my moving the microphone, I apologize. It probably moved a little bit on you and made funny sounds, so I apologize. But the incidence of alcohol abuse is now 17 times the incidence of opiate abuse causing life-threatening illnesses. So remember, if you have a problem with alcohol or drug abuse in your family, don't pick it up because you're more likely to have the genetics for that problem, and it is a genetic problem. On-pump bypass is safer than less invasive off-pump bypass. This is a surprise. Large study where they randomly allocated people who could do this to have either an on-pump bypass, that means going on a mechanical device that perfuses you, or doing it with a beating heart with pros who had done this. And this wasn't done by people who were first time doing this cardiac or open heart surgery. So it was either open heart using the pump or open heart using without a pump. Now the pump replaces your blood flow. So we expected that to not do as well because those people, even though the heart is still and the surgeon can do very delicate work, but those people you would think would have problems with blood flow from this pump. Well, it turned out they had a lower incidence over a 5-year period of serious problems. And so I guess it is that it is tough to sew with that heart beating, and that led to less good technical result and more long-term problems. And the last story I want to talk about today is an interesting one. By the way, let me tell you, our guest coming up, Dr. Bruce Gillis, he talks about fibromyalgia and a new diagnostic test for it. Using UCLA, University of Illinois, Chicago, and Harvard groups to verify this test. But fibromyalgia now has a test. You'll want to tune in to 856B. That's the podcast that accompanies, that's the interview part of the podcast that accompanies this podcast. We release them every Tuesday, as you know. And this is 856A. The last story I wanted to talk about was a concussion gender gap. Who do you think has more concussions in high school, girls or guys? Well, it turns out the women, because of the way they play soccer and field hockey and everything else, Maybe it's because of something hormonally. Maybe it's because of something in the way their brain is developed differently from guys. But women have more concussions during their high school years than men do. I guess it would be girls than boys. I don't know what you call. Teens who are female have more problems with concussions than men by about 40% when it was been looked at carefully. So women, it's not just football, and it's not just men's basketball. The women have it when they get kicked in synchronized swimming, when they're doing the fitness routines or the cheerleading routines, etc. There's a real problem. So don't think of this as innocent. Women during high school years, protect yourself, be aware of it. Make sure you're taking enough or eating enough salmon and ocean trout or getting enough DHA to help your brain recover. Don't get a second concussion before you get fully recovered from that first. It is repeated concussions that appear to cause long-term brain damage. This is just another example where we give you action steps from the latest medical news so you can live at the top of your curve for very long. That's what you, the Owner's Manual podcast, are all about. This has been podcast 856A. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you, Randall, for great engineering. Thank you for listening. And remember, have a purpose in life, and you'll walk faster, have more creativity, and live longer. We'll do an upcoming segment. I think we'll probably by 8:59, we'll do an upcoming segment because I think people over 65 will live a lot longer than they expect and be able to use their experience and creativity. And that's what this is all about. We hope you do too. Thanks for listening. Download us, rate us. We'll be back next week with the latest medical news of the week and what it means for you so you can stay at the top of your curve.